By the time I got to the restaurant, my family had already ordered. Not surprising. My mom gave me a hug. My dad gave me a shrug of disapproval. My older brother just sipped his diet soda with a grin. Before I could even order, the lectures began. My dad asked me about my career, or lack thereof. My brother flaunted his success and fueled the fire. And my mom just tried to smile as she watched me burn alive. I tried to steer the conversation to other topics like holiday plans, movies, my aunt who was in the hospital, anything to break from the scolding. I couldn't stand it. Even if they were right, maybe I was wasting my life, but it's my life to waste. I don't know. I got pissed, so I finally just left. I didn't make a scene or anything. I just stood up and walked out. I walk out, badge and gun drawn. Detective Colton Wallace, LAPD, freeze! He stops. I step closer, trying to get a good look. Could this be whoever is responsible for mummifying people? He twitches and lunges at me like an unloaded spring. I barely have a chance to react before he's on me. He's heavy. Before I know it, we're tumbling onto the sand. I get to my feet, badge and gun knocked out of my grip. The lights from the dock put me in the shadows. I look around. Nothing. There weren't as many people as around as before. Had everyone gone off to their rooms? Was I not listening when they gave out the information? Nothing was making sense. I tried to ask the guy handing out all the French pastries, but he just smiled and nodded. Didn't speak a lick of English. I sauntered back to my table, and some of the guys I made friends with were gone too. What was happening? Maybe I couldn't handle my free liquor either. I decided I needed some fresh air. I was never very good at making friends, but having to start over at the peak of high school made it almost impossible. Lucky for me, I got a part-time job hauling boxes and barrels at a local bourbon distillery. I won't say the name, but it's small anyway. And I made friends with one of the older guys that worked there. Tom had already graduated and wasn't planning on going to college or anything, and we had like the same kind of stuff. He liked heavy metal and horror movies and video games, so we got along pretty well.